welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Capital City Cavaliers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Kyle McAravey of the News Tribune. And before Kyle and I start to break things down this week, let's listen to a little bit of Kyle's conversation with Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier.
Well, Coach, looking back, anything new jump off the tape at you about last week's matchup with Elias?
Yes, sir. Right now, you know, it's just looking through the game, looking through what happened, just, you know, kind of alignment, assignment, technique type stuff. None of that stuff was the issue, more so than the psyche of us. And then when you look at things and you know, turning this, you know, as a program, begin to kind of, you know, win games, we've changed the culture of a losing team to a team that is starting to win games. And now, you know, we're trying to handle winning. And then the next step is winning championships or playing in big games that are predicated on winning championships. And right now, that's where we're stuck at, you know, a little bit, just as coaches also, just as a team, learning strategically and mentally how to prepare ourselves for games and win them at this magnitude, at, you know, these big games. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, moving forward, you're into this final third of the season. Mm-hmm. Got another couple of those big types of games.
Right.
What's it going to take to kind of get that mentality that you're talking about as you move down into this final third and get ready for the postseason?
I think mentally understanding that one play is not going to win the whole game. And, you know, and just helping them understand that you don't have to be perfect. You have to do your job the best of your ability. And then play yourself into the game. Like, just, read a key, go. You know, we kind of read a key, stalled a little bit. You know what I mean? And just not really trusting the reads and just letting the moment be too big. And so that's what we talked about. We talked to ourselves. We're going to talk ourselves through it. We're gonna work on it in the Smith-Cotton game. We're going to, you know, we feel like the Camdenton is a game that we need to win, and so that'll be that type of atmosphere that we need to play, react on all aspects of the game, and see where that takes us. And then we have a opponent that's going to be pretty tough in Quincy, and then we'll figure out what the growth is during the span of those last three games.
So then looking specifically at Smith-Cotton, what's a kind of a sign that you're looking out for that the guys are kind of getting back on track and into that winning mindset again?
Just read and react. Just playing really good football. We don't want to win this game ugly. You know what I'm saying? At this point of the season, that was okay for the first beginning of the season. But we should be fine and tuning things, and we should look polished. Win, lose, or draw, we should look like a team that's competing. And I didn't think we got that, against Elias. You know, they're a tough team to boot. And then if you don't compete well and do what you can do, then it's going to get ugly like it did. So we need to prevent those type of things from happening.
All right. That was Cavaliers head coach Joe Collier. Kyle, I think it's just got to be a matter of refocusing this week. I think, you know, I think our expectations were so high for the Cavaliers going into last week and kind of maybe, you know, challenging for the city championship and maybe, you know, getting that chance to, you know, knock one of the, you know, perennial 1-2 finishers of the CMAC out of the place. And they were the ones who got knocked around pretty good by Elias losing 33-0.
Yeah, I think, you know, after losing to Rockbridge earlier in the season, it kind of became maybe a game where, you know, if we want to accomplish all of our goals, it's got to be this one.
Right,
kind of that pressure maybe got to the guys a little bit, and it showed. They made some uncharacteristic mistakes that, you know, really got the game out of hand early.
Yeah, right.
And then after that, it just becomes hard to play catch-up, especially with Avere. There's only, you know, so much you can do to come back when you're a couple scores back.
Right. I think we kind of knew, you know, we knew that this was an improved Cab City team. We knew that this was a team, and this is not to say that things can't still happen with this season. I think there's still, you know, there's still noise that can be made in districts.
Right. They're still second in the district.
Exactly. And that's the thing that I think you have to refocus on at this point. But I think it's one of those where you go, okay, we had two big measuring sticks that we needed to pass this year. We came up short in both those measuring sticks. So now we've got to, you know, get refocused for what's to come. But I think this is still one of those things where if you go, okay, we want to be where Helias is at, we still realize that we're not where Helias is at. So I think you have to take something from this game and go, okay, what do we want to be? Well, we want to be better than what we were in this game, obviously, so we can get refocused and we can get that done. I think that starts with, you know, Helias was able to limit Jalen Thomas better than anybody probably has done so far in his high school career.
Yeah, I think just statistically, I haven't looked back at the box scores from the last couple of years, but I can't remember another game where he was held to under 50 total yards.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, Helias has, you know, each of the last couple of years in each matchup has really been able to focus in on Jalen in a way that other teams haven't quite been able to.
Sure.
And has been able to bottle him up and kind of force the Cavaliers to go to different options, which, right, you know, especially like we were saying, you make a couple of mistakes early, Helias gets up big and they can say, like, all right, this is all we need to focus on because he's the explosive one.
Right.
So
right.
If out of the veer you're going to come back, it's because Jalen breaks a 70-yard touchdown and a 60-yard touchdown and a 50-yard touchdown, and suddenly you're back in the game.
Right.
Right. And if you're able to say, like, nope, you've got to do something else because we're putting all of our energy right there.
Right.
Then you can kind of bottle the team up and make it not more one-dimensional, because that's, you know, that's not what the team ends up being if you stop its main thing. But, you know, you can take away some of that explosive ability.
Yeah. And while we don't want to look too far ahead, because there is a lot of stuff that will happen between now and again, this is a team that maybe you can play again, you know. And if you, the good news for Capital City is you go, we'd like another crack at Helias. Well, there's a chance that you'll get them maybe in districts, and you can. There's so many things that you can improve on, and so many things that you think will probably maybe not play out the same way again. I mean, if you do play them again later on in districts, and they're able to limit Jalen that much again a second time, then you just take your hat off and go, good for you. But the hope is if you get to see them again and Jalen can be more Jalen-like in that second meeting, then you go, okay, we'll take our chances in another matchup if we get it.
Well, yeah, and you know how the district standings look right now, you're lined up for, you know, if the seeds play out, a rematch again in the district championship, just like last year, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's got to be the ultimate hope right now, right, is that you do get a second shot at Helias, and it's for the district.
Right, absolutely. So let's just kind of turn our attention forward this week then. You know, the Cavaliers are now 4-2 overall, 3-2 in the CMAC, and they'll be playing tonight at 7 o'clock at Smith-Cotton. It's a Smith-Cotton where the record, so let's just put it out right out there, 1-5 overall, 1-4 in the CMAC. So you go, okay, well, maybe that's the same old Smith-Cotton that we've seen in the past. The problem is it's, you know, they're I wouldn't say suddenly hot after getting just one win, but they are coming off their lone win of the season, and it's, you know, 24-21 win at Battle is one of those things where that, I think, yes, Battle is struggling this year, but it's still a win where you look at it and go, that's kind of an attention grabber when you go, okay, they're not coming in just, you know, doing nothing. They won last week, and they won against a team that, you know, traditionally, that's been a good win. Now, yes, Battle struggling, but it's a suddenly hot, I guess, Smith-Cotton Tigers.
Well, and, you know, the week before that, they played Hickman pretty close until late.
Right.
I think Hickman was able to extend out the lead a little bit. The week before that, they played pretty close with Jeff City.
Correct.
So, you know, it's been a few games in a row now where Smith-Cotton is either, you know, staying close for a significant portion of the game or pulling ahead for that win.
Right.
You know, so it's I think, an improved team overall, you know, year to year. I think we've kind of talked about that each year of, like, you know, Smith-Cotton's looking a little bit better this year than they did last year,
right,
which means you're trending in the right direction. And
right,
if you just keep that trend going, then sooner or later you become a pretty good team.
Yeah. And again, like you say, record-wise it maybe doesn't show, but I think it's one of those where you look at it and go, okay, it's like you say, you know, it was a one-score game at Jeff City. So I think if you had, you know, if we had a couple weeks ago said, okay, there's going to be, you know, a one score loss at the Jays, that's again one of those things that grabs your attention. So there's been a couple results this year where you're looking and go, it's not just where you go, okay, we're going to get right this week, or you can't expect for them to get right. So they're going to have to come in and play improved football again and be better than last week. You're not just going to roll in today to Smith Cotton and go, hey, you know, we get a win and we get better.
Yeah, you know, I think the way I was kind of talking about this game with Coach Collier was I'm looking at it as kind of a get right game. You know, Smith Cotton is improved. They're not Pelias.
Right. Sure.
You know, that's
right.
I don't mean disrespect to Smith Cotton when I say that Pelias is just that good.
Yeah.
So I think Capital City should be able to come in and kind of out physical, you know, Smith Cotton. And with the way that Capital City plays, if it is the more physical team, it tends to look pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think this is a pretty good opportunity to kind of get back on track offensive efficiency wise, like it had been against Jeff City and against a couple of the early opponents. And then defensively, kind of be able to get back to really controlling the run game, which is what they were so good at early in the season.
Yeah.
I think this is a good opportunity to kind of get the momentum back moving in the right direction.
So let's say it's later on tonight, and it's late third quarter, early stages of the fourth quarter, and it's a game. What's gone right for Smith Cotton that's enabled them to maybe make this one, you know, coming down the stretch in doubt tonight?
I think it's the success of quarterback Beau Gray. He's back. He started last year and is back starting again this year. I think I looked it up for my story. Last year's game, he had like 287 passing yards against Capital City or something. So, like, effectively throwing the ball. He's also, I believe, their leading rusher.
Okay.
Didn't have great success running the ball against the Cavaliers specifically last year, but has in a number of games this year. So, you know, they like to do a lot of kind of designed runs with him, specifically power and gap runs with him, which you don't always see with quarterbacks. So if Smith Cotton is making it a game, I think it's because he's having success running the ball specifically and then using kind of the opportunities that his threat to run opens up in the pass game and hits a couple of deep passes or, you know, beats a busted coverage here or there.
So just kind of looking at I mean, you know, there are some losses for Smith Cotton this year that are pretty big numbers. You know, the Rockbridge beat him 50-0. Sure. You know, they haven't played Elias yet, which we expect will probably be another lopsided loss. And there was a 32-point loss at Camdenton. But otherwise, I think there's been games where, like you say, it's been tight. So it's not like it's been a Smith Cotton team from previous years where it's like they've been blitzed early and often and they haven't been in close games. They've been in some close games. So I think it's one of those where you go, if it's tight tonight, I don't think it's going to be one of those things where you go, they won't know what to do. I think, you know, there have been years before where you go, they don't know what a close game is. They've been in close games this year. So I think you're going to have to make sure that you get one of those, you know, coach speak, complete game efforts to make this play out, because it's not like they don't know how to maybe figure out how to get a victory down this late or how to play down the stretch in tight games.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't expect it to be a real close game, but if it is late, like you're talking about, that probably plays into Smith Cotton's favor specifically.
Sure.
Because, you know, Capital City might be entering this game kind of thinking it is, you know, the Smith Cotton of previous years where it's like if they're within a score in the fourth quarter, you're sitting on the sideline not thinking like, oh boy, we're winning.
Right.
You're thinking, how the heck is Smith Cotton within a touchdown? Like, what's going on?
Right.
And that can kind of, you know, shake you a little bit late. So, like I said, I wouldn't expect that to be the case, but if it is, I do think that plays into Smith Cotton's favor.
Yeah. So we're six games into the season, so as you know, we like to talk sometimes, we divide the season up into kind of thirds sometimes, and this is, you know, again, I think it's a winnable game tonight. I would not be surprised if the Cavaliers are able to win it handily tonight, but it does, you know, bear some mentioning that it's a little bit different look for the final third of the season than the last couple final thirds have been for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, absolutely. The last 2 years, it was very much like first third of the season is generally pretty easy. I mean, easy is not a great word, but you know, a set of simpler opponents.
Right.
That middle third of Rockbridge, Jeff City, Helias is very tough. And then the ending third, the last couple of years, Smith Cotton, Truman, Kirksville,
right.
Another set of generally easier opponents.
Yeah.
That, you know, each of the last 2 years, the Cavaliers have used those three games to just kind of get rolling.
Right.
And as much as possible, get a big lead in the first half, get your starters out of there, and get everybody healthy after a tough middle of the season where you might have had some extra bumps and bruises.
Sure.
That's not going to be the case this year, because after this week, you got Camdenton and you got Quincy, Illinois, who's been playing very well in I believe, Class 7 in Illinois.
Yep.
So, you know, those are two out of three very tough opponents and a better Smith Cotton team than what you've played the last couple of years. These final three games are not the, I mean, cakewalk that Capital City has had the last couple of years to
right.
finish out the regular season.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, let's just ask you, in this important, probably first game of this final third, the first third of the final third, do the Cavaliers get a victory tonight?
Let's just keep splitting in the thirds.
Exactly.
And see
dividing things up.
How far down we can go. What's,
exactly.
what's a third of one game?
Right.
It's like the first, you know, 16 minutes or so. I think Capital City wins tonight pretty handily,
okay.
I would say. I think Beau Gray might give them a little bit of trouble, but they've been pretty effective against the run kind of throughout the season, other than Rockbridge, they did pretty well against the run. So I think they'll be able to contain him, and that kind of takes away a big threat of Sedalia's offense. So I'll say Capital City wins 35-14.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Kyle McRavy, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune, and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Kyle McRavy on Twitter at Kyle_McRavy, McRavy. Thanks for listening.